This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work.
Good afternoon, I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. Defense lawyers for former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan are now tearing into the testimony of a government mole. Cross-examination of former Chicago Alderman Danny Solis started Monday in Madigan's federal corruption trial. Madigan's lawyers confronted Solis with his own tax filing, showing he failed to report more than $600,000 to the IRS and payments funneled through his sister by a state contractor. Solis also testified about attending a party at that contractor's house in Puerto Rico with prostitutes and other elected officials. Asked who paid for the sex workers, Solis told jurors, "We took up a collection." The top prosecutor in Springfield is vowing to keep Sean Grayson in jail while he awaits trial for the shooting death of Sonia Massey. My colleague, Mawa Iqbal, reports an appellate court last week ruled that former sheriff's deputy Grayson be released from jail while awaiting trial. Grayson has been in custody since July when he shot an unarmed Massey in her home after she had called 911 for help. Massey's father, James Wilburn, spoke Monday after a status hearing in the case.
This appellate court ruling was a serious miscarriage of justice as far as I'm concerned, and we're going to get justice for my daughter, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes.
Sangamon County State's Attorney John Millhiser says he plans to appeal the decision to release Grayson up to the Illinois Supreme Court. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul is warning potential donors to make wise contributions ahead of Giving Tuesday. Raoul says donors should avoid scams by confirming all fundraisers and charitable organizations have registered with the state. His office also suggests donors look out for high-pressure tactics or asks for cash payments, as those may be hallmarks of scams. For nearly a decade, the Joffrey Ballet has staged its own Nutcracker, designed by choreographer Christopher Wheeldon. The Chicago version is unique because it's set against a backdrop of the 1893 World's Fair. The production has become a local tradition for audiences. This year marks a special anniversary for the Joffrey's Scottish-born artistic director, Ashley Weeder, who has danced with companies all over the world.
This will be my 60th anniversary of being involved in the Nutcracker. And I'm still not tired of it. I was in the Nutcracker when I was a little boy, and I have been in the Nutcracker every year, and it's now 60 years later.
The Joffrey's Nutcracker runs through December 28th. Mostly cloudy for today in Chicago. Chance for on and off flurries, highs near 30. Tonight, clear and cold, lows later in the upper teens. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with highs in the low 30s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.